Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to Stomping on Vines with your host, Anthony Newton. Today, already across the pond, right, we're going to stay in a little place called Toscana, right? Tuscany, right? So, Tuscany is in Italy, right? Central Italy, to be exact. And, you know, we just got done working on the Via Poggio, right, last time, and this time we're going to have, from the brand Saracosa, right, so another Tuscan red, right, this one's going to be Saracosa Toscana. It is a 2020 blend, right, and it's Rosso di Toscana, right? This one ranks in at a 3.8 rating. Your price point's going to be around $15 to $16, depending on where you get it. So many different factors, online versus in-store. But price point's going to be fairly around the $15, could go all the way up to $20 range. So while this is not a super Tuscan, right, so super Tuscan means that it is going to have the, you know, some of the five major grapes, which includes Cabernet, Merlot, Petit Verdot, Syrah, as well as the Sangiovese. But this one is going to have the Cabernet, the Merlot, and the Sangiovese, right? So hopefully we can sort of maintain that, we can maintain that sort of blend, right? The thorough finish, the thorough all the way through, right? So some of the red fruit notes that we're going to check out, it says cherry and raspberry. Some of the oak notes include vanilla and chocolate, right? And some of the black fruit notes include plum and blackberry, right? So those seems like it's going to be definitely more full, maybe more bold. And sort of looking at the vanilla and chocolate, seems like it might be sweeter. The vanilla might add a thorough finish. So that's going to be interesting to see about. Right, some of the pairings include beef, lamb, veal. Most of the same things that you're going to get with most of the reds. So nothing real new there. Says it's supposed to be medium tannic, right? Remember, tan are the bitterness, right? So the bitterness of the wine. Says it's going to be a little bit more bold, very dry. So not even close to center, right? Sweet. It says it's going to be very dry. And then it's going to be a little bit more acidic than it will be soft. Right, so with all that, you know, before even taking the sip, this seems like this is going to be, obviously it's a red blend, right, 13% alcohol, right, so 0.5% less than the last Italian wine we tried, the Via Poggio, right, so 13%, says it's going to be a little bit more bold, right, little medium acidic, but very dry, so I'm very interested, right, and while they don't say the percentages of the blends, I would imagine if it's going to be super dry, it has a lot to do with that Cabernet that's going to be in there, so I'd imagine just the majority of it's going to be a red cab, so maybe that's most of it, so that's where that dryness is coming from. Yeah, so let's hop into this. Let's see. Okay. All right, so right, so immediately, right, immediately you taste, you know, some of that, like that plum, that blackberry, that cherry, those sort of come in, like, immediately, you know, as you sort of swirl it around your mouth, you can taste some of those oak notes, but, you know, the finish, right? So it's a little tingle on the backside. Not as dry as projected, right? Because this was, it said it was very dry, right? And let's go for a second. Yeah, a bit of a dry ending bite at the end. Yeah, but yeah, this was nowhere near sweet. But also not as dry as the review sort of dictated, I guess. Nevertheless, it's pretty good, right? It's a pretty good wine. It's sort of what I would expect from, you know, an Italian wine, especially like an Italian red, a Tuscan red, a little bit more dry than some of the Tuscans that I've had in the past, but is, you know, super, super, you know, it's quality, right? So there are going to be a couple of Tuscan reds, obviously some of the super Tuscans that, you know, I think are going to be, I guess, a little bit more thorough, a little bit more smooth all the way through. But, you know, I definitely didn't mind this one, right? And you can sort of taste that, you know, that oaky chocolate vanilla through the finish. So that's nice. Yeah, so, you know, for me, I guess I'll start rating too. You know, it says it has a 3.8 rating. You know, and that's out of 5, so I actually like that. You know, I'd probably go with something around the 3.6, 3.7 range. But, you know, I don't mind the 3.8 rating. You know, a lot of these are going to depend on, you know, how long it's opened up before you go in to drink it. You know, what you've had or what you had while drinking it. A lot of those are going to play into this. So, yeah, I think 3.6, 3.7, but I don't mind the 3.8 rating. Well, thank you guys for joining me. Hopefully I can put out another episode either tonight or tomorrow. I'm going to take a trip. But until then, thank you for joining me on Stomping on Vines. I'm your host, Anthony Newton, and I'm out.